Now at 11:01, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two, yes, I mean it, two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong-daring you since 1990. No matter what else happens, that's going to happen right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about 65 minutes, we'll call it the midnight 10 hour. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. And that's what we're going to do tonight. We've also got a program that's coming on after us, whose name I cannot recall at this second, and it's not on the schedule, so I can't give it to you. Hypno something. But it was a fine show last week that the young fellow did. Nice jazzy action. He was working on that overnight jazz voice. It was lovely. Highly recommended. Perry liked it. You should too. But that's later, not now. Now we have the silliness that we are bringing for the remainder of this program. And not really a lot to say about it. Just had a negotiated settlement here with Classic Rock Mine, Mike Conway. He's going to be filling in for me the night of October 26th. I believe it's the 26th. It's the last Saturday of October. His show will be preempted with some live music here in the studio. So he's going to take on this time slot that night. So look forward to that. That's going to be a good thing. And we'll talk about some other date issues coming up in the near future. But for now, let us start a wonderful bundle of silliness right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
It's a great, great pleasure, a great, great, great big thrill. It's a great, great pleasure, a great, great, great big thrill. When you got your baby and a whole lot of time to kill. Did you ever get a feeling that your feet had turned to stones? Do you ever get a feeling that your feet had turned to stones? Do you get a funny feeling running up and down your bones? That's rheumatism. Your baby and a whole lot of time to kill. Did you ever feel lucky and wake up cold in hand? Did you ever feel lucky and wake up cold in hand? Fine, you ain't got a nickel and your woman's got another man. Bad deal. Thank you.
bona fide hate. The dead and loving the beautiful people, the beautiful flower people on sunset. Hollywood, Fredericks of Hollywood Bowl, yeah, Fredericks of Hollywood Bowl. I was there.
Before you was a freak.
And into my car, some rain must fall. Bird digging the cat, early birds discussing the worm issue when the cops are least around.
Oh, I was there.
A superstar. Blinded by emotional sickness, mostly gibbering in restraints, off my cucumber about a foot, baby. Oh, I was.
Get your red hot spider.
Get your free red hot spider for sale. Life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Get your free red hot spider for sale.
I was
abruptly taken out of context. Like a superstar. Like a superstar. Like a superstar.
Get him out. losing his temper.
Thank you.
34-barrel double overhead camshaft Holley 780 big throat carburetor. Andy Mickey Thompson valve covers. I got the Craig R. SST cheater slicks. I got the 350 turbo hydromatic limited slip transmission. Boy, I got your doors.
Look at me, I'm wonderful. Shibby dooby wah. I'm not a bit like you or you. I'm a super showbiz star. You all buy my records, so I'd like to say some little old cliche like that of. Hi, everybody. Good evening. It's a privilege being back in your country.
2 minutes, Mr. Smith.
So relaxing, he'll be with you in a few moments.
The big black windows in his Yankee car say he's a great big super greasy glossy smarmy show. Miss Star.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very wonderful Legs Larry Smith.
Take anything that you could give. be true.
To be true.
And darling, that sunset reminds me of you with me.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we are in the throes. I would say the throes of the first portion of this evening's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. Plenty more to go as usual. Then we'll jump on into the radio obituaries and hand you off at 1 a.m. for the show whose name I cannot recall. Because it's only been a week. We'll get it together, I promise. But really, I think you should hang around for him. It's a nice show. Be sure to stay around. In the meantime, if you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Nickel metal hydride batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use and can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger don't cost much to begin with anymore, and isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway? I think we all know the answer to that. It's a message from all of your green friends here at WMFO. In Medford. I mean, I don't know what Claudia would do without rechargeable batteries for her crazy little laser gyro ball. I wouldn't be able to keep up with it. No way. So many Bubbles in the Think Tank favorites, even a couple of classics tonight. Members of the Bubbles in the Think Tank stable of stars have already shown up, and a few are going to show up later in the program. It's a nutty one tonight. Nutty, I tell you. So we should just get right back in there with some Betty Hutton right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Do do tight, do do tight, do 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 tight, do 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 tight, do 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 tight, do 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 tight. I get to bed about 3:30. That's not supposed to be so good for me. Still, I wake up in the morning feeling fine. Bother with the coffee blend, the blend all the famous doctors recommend. Still, I wake up in the morning feeling fine. It must be 'cause you kiss me goodnight every night. Next day I rise king size with my eyes ashine. Than Hercules. I haven't got one of those blankets with the wires inside. I lock my potatoes in, I lock 'em fried. Still, I wake up in the morning feeling fine. Doodle-doo-doo, feeling fine. Doodle-doo-doo-doo, since you're mine.
Thank you.
past three. No, that's not supposed to be so very good for me. But I wake up feeling fine. I never dream a big long list of nightmares to tell to my psychiatrist. Still, I wake up in the morning feeling fine. Baby, it must be 'cause you kiss me good night every night. Next day I rise king size with my eyes ashine. Superior to Superman, I never rub the goose grease on my skin. I open up the window and let the spark roll in. Still I wake up in the morning feeling fine. Feeling fine, baby, since I know that you are mine.
There's a song we have about a man who was a, when he was just a child, he was a child prodigy, like John Henry was with a hammer. Well, this man was with the dance. He was a wonderful dancer. He was just a little boy. He was waltzing all around, and he grew to be the world's greatest waltzer, but he was very, very unhappy about it because, well, no one would dance with him. Isn't that right, Tony?
That's right.
He was too good of a dancer for them, and they didn't like to dance with him.
Because he was a perfect waltzer.
He was so lonesome, and this is a song about Jonathan W. Astor. That was his name, a great dancer, and this is how he found a little bit of happiness.
Jonathan W. Astor was a master dancing man. He danced the day that he was born. His parents thought him grand. The tango and the samba he did with great alarm. But most he liked to dance the waltz until the break of dawn. I like the waltz, it has its faults. For there are some dances more fancy. I like the waltz simply because it makes me feel so dancy. One day he got an invitation to a ballroom dance, and he decided to accept, for he might get a chance to dance with lovely ladies with perfume in their hair, or even fat and ugly ones. He really didn't care. But at the ball, the same old story made his evening grim. He was a perfectionist and none would dance with him. So he thought he'd just go home and turn his radio on. But in the hall he found a girl waltzing all alone. I like the waltz, it has its faults. It's not much fun unless danced by two. I wish I knew somebody who would waltz with me. I'm so blue, Danube. Thank you. Dum, dum, dum. She was dancing by herself there in a little nook. He quietly went to where she was to get a better look. She was a little different than either you or me, for she did not have two good legs, she had one, two, three. I like the waltz, I have my faults. I have three legs, but I'm in good health. I like the waltz simply because I have to dance all by myself. First the right foot, then the right foot, then the left foot, and then I repeat. I make no mistakes, I've got what it takes. 1, 2, 3 feet for waltzing is neat. 1, 2, 3 feet. Dum, dum, dum. Jonathan W. asked her if she'd like to dance, and she answered, yether. And they began to waltz in a most peculiar way. She had three legs, he had two, and those who saw did say, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. They like the waltz, they have their fault, but who's to blame? We can't decide. Maybe it's him, maybe it's her, but it is them, that's for darn sure.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3,
1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Hey, lady.
1, 2, 3.
Hey, lady.
Yeah?
can dance like you got two left feet?
I have two right feet.
Woman's problem, yes, yes. She never knows what he's gonna do, and so she'll sit her whole life through and guess, yes. If a man would be perpetually what he only is occasionally, a man could be but definitely a wonderful, wonderful thing. If a man would do continually what he only does spasmodically, a man could be indubitably a wonderful, wonderful thing. He's a could be good, he's a could be bad, he's a sometimes makes you doubt him. But here's what makes the woman mad, she's a just can't do without him. If a man would be perpetually what he only is occasionally, a man could be but definitely a wonderful, wonderful thing. Makes the woman mad, she's a just can't do without him. If a man would be perpetually what he only is occasionally, a man could be but definitely a wonderful, wonderful thing, boy.
And then you say it over again. It's supercalifragilistic espialidocious. It's a magic word I first heard when I was in Canton. That's the word Aladdin used when he would rub his lantern. So get out your dictionary, add the longest word in history, supercalifragilistic espialidocious. Thank you.
Take a breath.
4, 5, 6.
Take a breath.
7, 8, 9, 10.
Take a deep breath. Here goes.
It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
First you count and breathe till 10, and then you say it over again.
It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
It's a magic word I first heard when I was in Canton. That's the word Aladdin used when he would rub his lantern. So get out your dictionary, add the longest word in history, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
When I say I'm in love, you best believe I'm in love, L-U-V.
Celebrate. Carry on, Betty.
You know you really rate in any location throughout the nation. Happiness can be found.
From border to border, the things are in order. So tip your hat to your home ground.
See that little twinkle up in the blue.
Old Glory set aside a special star for you. So take a trip and it will demonstrate.
That's an awfully big word for you, Jimmy.
That any state in the 48 is great.
There's the Hoosier State, the Buckeye State, the Badger State, and the Hawkeye State.
And how about Louisiana, a part of Americana?
Betty, they'll be back in Louisiana at Mardi Gras time.
Jimmy, that's Mardi Gras. The S is pronounced ah, as in pâté de foie gras, Vichy soir.
Well, in that case, let's go sit on the gras and have a glare of sassafras.
Well, that's better.
Thank ya. Any state in the 48 is great.
Great, great, great.
So let's appreciate that any state is the reason we should celebrate.
Well, let's celebrate. You know you're really rating any location throughout the nation.
Happiness
bop around. From border to border, the things are in order. So tip your hat to your home ground.
There's the Lone Star State, the Granite State, the Empire State, and Magnolia State.
Georgia,
Washington,
Arkansas, Idaho,
Texas,
New Mexico.
And how about Wyoming, with a cattle freely roaming?
If you're looking for a place to make your home in,
why not Wyoming?
The Bluegrass State,
Cotton State,
the Golden State,
Sunflower State,
see that little twinkle up in the blue.